Alex continued weeping as Izzy handed her one chocolate after another. So far, it had been two donuts, one of those flat bars of 60% cocoa, a whole Toblerone, and a Kit Kat. If this kept on, Alex was going to start in on chocolate chip cookies, which meant Izzy would join her and would probably gain 10 pounds and not fit into her wedding dress. Wasn't that above and beyond the call of friendship? They were on the fast ferry that went from Hyannis to Nantucket, sitting at one of the tables by the snack bar. All sorts of delicious, fattening things were within their reach. Alex had done well in the past few weeks as she and Izzy finished their last semester of architecture school. They turned in their final projects, and as always, Alex had been praised by the teacher to the point of embarrassment. It was that night that Alex's boyfriend had broken up with her, dropped her flat. Eric said he had a different plan for his life. After the disastrous date, Alex went straight to Izzy's apartment. When the knock came, Izzy and her fiancé, Glenn, had been snuggled on the couch with a big bowl of popcorn. She wasn't in the least surprised when Alex told her what happened. She'd even prepared for it by having 2 quarts of chocolate caramel ice cream in the freezer. Glenn kissed Alex on the forehead. "Eric is a stupid man," he'd said before heading off to bed. Izzy thought she'd be in for a whole night of misery, but an hour later, Alex was asleep on their couch. In the morning, she was quiet. "I guess I better go pack," she said. "Now there's no reason for me not to go." She was referring to spending a year on the island of Nantucket. A few years before, right after Izzy had met Glenn, and she'd immediately known she was going to marry him, the girls had made a pact. After their last semester of school, they would take a year off before going job-seeking. Izzy wanted time to just be a wife and to think about what she wanted to do with her life. Alex had always known that she wanted to prepare a portfolio of designs that she'd present to a possible employer. Since most students went directly from school to a job, all they had to show was the work they'd done for assignments, all heavily influenced by the likes and dislikes of a teacher. Alex wanted to show her own work, all of it original. When Alex was told of the year in Nantucket, she had been reluctant. Going somewhere she knew no one was too much. And then there was Eric. Could their relationship stand so much separation? Alex began to come up with excuses for why she couldn't go, starting with Izzy needing her for the wedding. But Izzy had said that this was a once-in-a-lifetime chance, and Alex had to take it. "You have to do this." "I don't know," Alex said. "Your wedding, Eric?" She shrugged. Izzy glared at her. "Alex, it's as though your fairy godmother waved her magic wand and gave you just what you need at exactly the right time. You must do this." "Think my fairy godmother has green eyes?" Alex had asked, and the two of them had dissolved into laughter. Alex's mother, Victoria, had emerald eyes. Of course, she'd been behind obtaining this year of work and study for her precious daughter. What made them sure Alex's mother was behind the hiatus was that she'd been the one to tell Alex about the strange provision in Adelaide Kingsley's will. Izzy had always been in awe of Victoria. Even if she weren't internationally famous for all those wonderful, exciting books she wrote, she'd still be magnificent. For one thing, she was gorgeous. She had thick auburn hair, a figure like a Spanish soap star's, and a personality that commanded a room. Victoria wasn't loud, wasn't really flamboyant, but when she entered a room, everyone took notice. A hush fell over people as they stopped talking and turned to look. It was as though they felt Victoria's presence as much as saw her.